Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live on the radio.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You know what that music means.
I do know what it means.
It's time to bring in the ginger hair genius.
We're live on the radio.
Our guy Zach Zegman down in Miami, Mr. Pregame, Mr. Postgame, Mar Fifth Inning Man.
He referred to his nickname on the air the other night. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said it was ginger hair genius. That's one that we could say.
And he loves it.
He does.
Yeah.
It's who he is.
Because it's very descriptive.
Morning, Zach.
I just hope it's true.
Oh, God, Zach. We know it's true. You know what's really interesting, Zach, and you can relate to this a little bit, but right now as I look into the Boyquarium, as we often call it, there has been some sort of issue with the heat in the studio, so the door has to be open in there. It's Miami Beach, Zach, for your reference point. But they were beating on some pipes or something. There is now, like, it looks like it's snowing, the stuff that's coming from the roof. God knows what that is. So Kevin looks like Bazooka Joe. He's got his T-shirt pulled up over his head. Poor Dustin's had to clear out. I think there's a vacuum in there now. It's getting ugly. It's like
I just love how you painted the word picture, which is fantastic. You know, I'm down here where the heat is all natural, just like the hair. Miami is fantastic. And
did Zach just say he's all natural?
Yes, he did.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
So Zach, you're naked as we speak.
Word pictures. Ooh. All right, so Zach, take us to last night.
The hair is real and spectacular. And,
okay. And paint us a word picture about post game last night, Jose Quintana, because Dustin looks at Jose Quintana and made a good point this morning. His body language kind of it revealed a guy that is as confident as he ever has been as a Cub. And you see a different pitcher out there, and there are a lot of reasons why. What do you think it is?
Well, I think we got fooled maybe when, after his first start in Milwaukee, where he gave up the 8 runs in the 3 innings, I don't think he had the routine was out of whack. Because if you remember, at the beginning of the season, he had to come in as a reliever in Texas, which is not part of his normal routine. It's not something he had done in a long period of time. And I think the preparation from that starter in Milwaukee impacted him. Then he got on his normal routine after that. And what's he done since giving up 8 runs in 3 innings at Miller Park? 14-plus consecutive scoreless innings of baseball. He's got the pitches with a little bit of a bite. The breaking stuff has been fantastic, which is why he struck out 11 in 7 innings last time out against Pittsburgh. And then yesterday had the 7 punch-outs in 7-plus innings. It's been fun to watch because, you know, I ran into the Hall of Famer, Ryan Sandberg, during one of the games where the Cubs had been struggling in Milwaukee early in the year. And the first thing he told me, which is something that he would always say on the postgame show when I used to host with him last year, he would always say it starts with pitching and defense. And if you want to know why the Cubs are now 5-2 after starting the season at 2-7, the reason is they're playing a cleaner brand of baseball. They're getting the pitching. That's the first thing that stands out. And then the second part is they're playing significantly better defense. For whatever reason, over the first week plus of the regular season, the defense that we've become accustomed to seeing with the Cubs wasn't quite there. But it certainly has been there over this stretch. And that, to me, is why everything is going right. In terms of Quintana, when you feel good, when you know that you can snap that breaking ball off and throw it for strikes and you're in complete command, that's why you see the body language that you've seen from him.
What's going on with Kyle Schwarber? Why is he not playing, and have they lost confidence in him given his struggles?
I don't think they've lost confidence in him. I just think that sometimes you go through these slumps, and I think what he's been trying to do, Joe Maddon, is get guys in the lineup that are off to hot starts. So what's happened? He puts Chris Bryant in left field. We'll get to him in a second. But it gives you an opportunity to put both David Bote and Daniel Descalso in the lineup at the same time. Both played pivotal roles yesterday. You know, Bote's in a little bit of a hot streak. Descalso, he reminds me a lot of Ben Zobrist, where when the bat's in his hands, you feel that he just knows what to do in a given situation and is in complete control of that at-bat. And I think that's why there's a lot of confidence in him. Now, as for Bryant, who's also struggling, I think the difference to me is that when Chris Bryant is in the lineup, even when he's not at his best, you have to factor what he's doing if you're the opponent. And I think it impacts the way other guys in the lineup get pitched to. And that's one of the reasons that I think you see some of the other names that I talked about off to hot streaks, even though Bryant isn't the Chris Bryant that we've become accustomed to seeing over the years. But you know there's going to come a point where kind of irons out that swing and he's Chris Bryant again, and he'll be able to carry a team for month-long periods of time, which is what he's done over the course of his career when he's healthy.
One of those guys on a hot streak is Jason Hayward, Zach, and your pregame interview with him yesterday was very revealing. I felt like he sounded like a guy, you talk about confidence. His seems as high as it's been since he came over, and he certainly, you see that at the plate. What is he doing differently, do you think, most effectively, and how would how would you describe where he is confidence wise?
I don't think his confidence ever wavered. I think his mechanics were out of whack, so it took a long time to work on getting the mechanics back as an offensive player. And I think the biggest change from everyone that you talk to who has studied him over the years since he became a Cub, this is a guy who had great athleticism early on in his career, and they've tried to incorporate more of that athleticism into his swing. So most of the time when you talk about hitters, it starts with the lower body. With Hayward, it's all about with the wrists and the hands and being more free and loose and being able to generate power with that area of the body. That's what he's been able to do with much better proficiency, is be able to use his wrists to turn on balls. And I think it's resulted in the early season success at the plate. And then defensively, you know how good this guy can be when he's out there in right field, as good as any in baseball. So I think when you combine the two, he's a huge difference maker for them. And you can tell that just by the fact that Joe Maddon continues to hit him fifth in the lineup behind Javi Baez.
It's been a joy to watch Descalso play. He's a very clutch hitter. Zobrist, Bote, all those guys contributed an RBI yesterday, but that group at second base has been fantastic all season long.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch, because when you knew that Addison Russell would miss the first month plus of the season, you kind of worried about the defense on that side of the diamond with Baez moving over to short. But they haven't been hurt, because those guys have done quite the job offensively in particular. And then, defensively, they've not kind of shored up things over the middle. But, yeah, I think they've tried to get creative in how they get all those guys into the lineup. And last night was an example of that. So you have Bryant in left, Bote at third, you have Descalso at second. Later in the game, you bring in Ben Zobrist. They play small ball late in the game and get an extra insurance run to make it 4-0. So, yeah, I think what you'd like to see going forward is – The big names that you talked about, the Bryants, the Schwarbers. Rizzo always gets off to a slow start and then heats up. By the end of the year, you know the numbers will be what they've always been. But once the big bats get going, then this team perhaps can get to the level where they thought they would be when the season started. But to me, when you're winning games and you're not playing at your best and you're going through some significant injuries, including the one to John Lester, to me, it says a lot about the makeup of this ball club, that they've kind of been able to put themselves in a situation where they're heating up, having won 5 of 7.
Great stuff, Zach. Thank you.
All right, Zach. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys.
Hey, talk to you soon.
How happy are you today?
Yeah, it's a nice day. It's a good day. I would have preferred.
That's not what I mean. Your coach is back. That is a huge deal.
I thought you were saying that it would have been perfect if United won, but they got blown out. So thanks, though, Zach.
See you, Zach.
It's soccer.
Yeah, I know. All right, buddy.
Get dressed now.
That's our guy, Zach Sabin. Thank you, Zach, for the kind thoughts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.